Well, now it's time for our drama. Alan Armstrong and Paul Ritter star in a new comedy by Tamsin Oglesby, part of a series devised by Nicholas Kent, which has taken us around the world and across two centuries to tell the story of oil and the price we've paid for it. In Blood from Stone, we're off to the future, to 2045, and a world which has a new reckoning for the price of oil.
A bottle of oxygen, a Kit Kat, and number undisclosed.
No, I didn't get charge. I'm after petrol.
Petrol?
About half a tank. You got any?
China offshore, to be found at the reverse of the building.
I'm sorry, but what is that beeping noise?
You, darling, you have activated the clean air sensor. Here, wet wipe.
How much is it? How much is the petrol?
25 cents a litre.
Oh, right. I thought the price had plummeted.
Price of oil is through the roof.
Through the floor.
Through the roof.
Through the floor.
We cannot adjust for this, mate.
Says 20 at Royal Gazprom.
Go there then, darling.
Well, I might.
Just the oxygen and the Kit Kat, is it then?
Yes.
Thank you. Please.
The Price of Oil. Blood from Stone. By Tamsin Oglesby.
My son wants to kill me.
You think your son wants to kill you?
I know my son wants to kill me.
What makes you think your son,
Ralph.
Ralph. What makes you think Ralph wants to kill you?
Because he said so.
I see.
I'm driving along an empty road. Ralph's beside me. He's about 10. And he's fiddling about with a gear stick. So this is obviously years ago. Anyway, I let him have a go. There's nothing on the road. We're in the country. He takes over, and it happens so quickly. He puts his foot down, and before I know it, we're heading for the river at 90. I grab hold of the handbrake, and we go into a spin. Car comes to a halt, wheels right over the edge. And I ask him what he thinks he's playing at. He hits me on the head and starts screaming.
And says he wants to kill you?
No. No, I'm just telling you about a dream I used to have.
Oh, I see. A dream. Sorry.
It's a recurring dream. I thought that was the kind of thing, you know, that you do. I've never done any sort of counselling before. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm not a Jungian, especially, but I like dreams. They can be very helpful. Now, what do you do for a living, Charlie?
I run an energy company. Renewables. Oil.
Oil?
And gas.
And this company, is it successful, if you don't mind me asking?
Of course.
Surviving?
Oh, thriving, actually. We're doing fine.
Oh. And your son works for you?
I think he'd take issue with the word for. He's our geologist. He's a very good geologist. He's also quite a well-known environmentalist, so that all works well on the PR front.
So is he the reason you've come? I mean, you said you had a feeling of general but profound unease.
I can't sleep.
And that you can't sleep. Why do you think your son wants to kill you?
He's an environmentalist. Well, so am I. We all are, aren't we? Well, do you drive an electric car? Of course you do. So do I. Do we recycle? Of course we do. Everyone does. God, I was the one who got him started. Fell walking, hiking, climbing, all of it. But he's turning away from me. The business.
So this deep unease and not being able to sleep, when did it start?
I was climbing this mountain with Ralph, and he was whinging on. How much further is it? I want to go back. It's freezing. Why can't we take the car? All the usual. I want the Ferrari. I've got four Ferraris under Morgan. He loves them. Things are good. The sun's shining, everyone's healthy. Oil is $140 a barrel. Business is booming. Then I get a phone call saying there's been an earthquake near one of our fields. We have to go back down. He's thrilled, of course. Says I love earthquakes. I tell him that's not an appropriate comment. He gets mad at me, calls me a fracking dinosaur, and says I should be extinct.
So, this dream...
No, that wasn't a dream.
Oh, sorry, I thought... sorry, I thought that...
That's when I first knew he wanted to kill me.
Right, but I thought you said $140 a barrel.
It was a long time ago.
King Mohammed bin Nayef has died aged 86, throwing Saudi Arabia into further turmoil and signaling the end of an era. Demonstrations and riots continue against Mohammed Fahd, who has no apparent blood ties to the royal family and whose pretense to the throne is therefore considered to be illegitimate. The price of AE oil is down to $30 a barrel, but the impact on the national oil companies and remaining majors is so far negligible. Spike or slump, the House of Saud appears to be sinking yet deeper into the sand.
You don't have to mess about with endless buttons. Because the last eco estate we looked at, honestly, there were so many things to press, we might as well have been using remote controls.
No, absolutely not. Greenwood is all centralised. Temperature is maintained at a level of between 18 to 25 degrees, depending on and reflecting ambient temperatures. So that really should keep everyone happy.
Oh, God, did you remember those dials they used to have? My mum would walk past and turn it up, and 5 minutes later, my dad would come in and turn it down. And I used to get told off for sitting on the radiator because they said it would give me shingles.
What's a radiator?
No, and you all have your own chips, obviously, so it's body sensitive too.
Mummy, what's a radiator?
It's a thing they used to use to heat houses with. You know, with pipes like Granny has. Lots of old houses still have them. They run on oil.
Gas.
Oil or gas.
Have you got any more zest?
No, but I'm sure if you ask the nice man politely, you can have some water.
I don't want water!
Oh!
Sorry, it's the system. Shall we see what's in the fridge?
Fridge open. Temperature 8.01 degrees.
Claudia, stop playing with the lights. I feel like I'm in a musical.
Do you have daylight? As an option, I mean.
We certainly do. It's the most popular. Daylight function helps reduce the effects of melanin deficiency.
Oh, that's better. Isn't that better? OK, leave it now, Claudia. That's enough.
Greenwood. Obviously, you're green, but where's the wood bit of the name?
Well, actually, we're planting a forest. You see out the window?
What are those things with long legs?
Egrets.
In February?
Yes, we had a flock of them wintering over. Now there are just a few left. They're attracted by the wet meadowlands.
Look, there's one just outside the window. Isn't he handsome?
Strange, the way they just stand there, stock still.
Probably confused. They don't seem to know when to migrate or where to migrate to anymore.
Forest.
Lucky for us.
Wow, a whole forest.
Is that green with an E?
Yes.
You anything to do with green oil?
No.
Of course.
I mean, no. I mean, originally, yes, but...
I remember the lorries. Mm. Green oil.
No, but actually it was green and sun energy, not oil. It was never green oil. We're an energy company.
Was there that earthquake in Sussex once? Because of the fracking, wasn't it? Because of the fracking?
Well, that was 20 years ago, so before my time, obviously, but independent scientific studies were never able to make a connection between that and the incident.
No. You never really know, do you?
Exactly. Hmm. In fact, there had been a series of small earthquakes in the area years before fracking began, but you don't hear so much about that, you know? That was never reported.
How long does a forest actually take to actually grow?
Well, those saplings are 2 years old. They'll grow to full height over the same period again. It's Norwegian beech and elm. We've got 115 acres all in.
Is that me?
Oh, no, sorry, it's me. Do you mind if I just,
No, go ahead.
Dad.
Ralph.
What?
How's the field?
I'm not in the field today, Dad. I'm showing some people around the estate.
What the hell is going on there?
I said I'm just showing one of the houses to a very charming couple.
Yes, yes, good, I can see. I mean Shepford. There's something wrong with the flow in Shepford.
Right.
We're not even producing 90 barrels a day. I don't understand it. It's more like 70, and it's been erratic for the last few weeks.
The last time I looked at the reports, it was fine.
When did you last look at the reports? I don't understand. You said there's a good 2 years in it yet.
Can't we send another drone?
It's not a surveillance issue. Something's going on underground. We need to go there and talk to them.
I've got 3 prospective customers to show round on Wednesday.
And I've got to be in Turkmenistan. But we can get there and back by lunchtime if we take the orbit.
Dad.
And then we can go to Shepford together.
I must admit it's strange. Haven't even got down to the last bed.
It's expensive is what it is.
I'll ask Gemma.
Maybe that's the problem.
What?
Well, you know what they say about women in the oil field.
Oh, Jesus, Dad, she's not in the field. She's just near it. And if it wasn't for her, the other demonstrators would have shut us down.
It was a joke. I like Gemma. She's all right for a tree hugger.
And yes, I know what they used to say about women in the field 150 years ago. I know what they say about us in Colombia, and I know what they say about bloody dinosaurs.
What do they say about us in Colombia?
I see the swimming pool.
No, hang on. No, it's not. Hang on a minute, Dad.
Where?
That we are stealing the milk from their mother's womb.
Oh, for God's sake, that doesn't even make anatomical sense. It's 2045, don't they have schools yet?
Yeah, no, that's not... look, excuse me, it's not...
And what did you call me?
A dinosaur, Dad. I've got to go.
So, are you coming with me or not?
Fine, yes, all right, fine.
He looks loaded. Get them to buy the whole lot. Make up for what we're losing in Lancashire.
I have to go.
How are my egrets? Ralph, have they hatched yet?
Sorry about that. I was just trying to say...
Sorry, she wants to see the pool.
No, that's not a pool. Sorry, wish it was. Those are panels, solar panels.
God, it's massive.
Half a football pitch, that's what's running the estate.
Oh.
It really does look like water, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like a huge lake.
That's what the birds think, too. In fact, that's probably the main reason they're here.
I want a pool. I want a house with a swimming pool.
Wait, stop fiddling with the lights, Claudine. Sorry, she thinks it's a game. Stop it now!
Put the water back in the fridge, please.
Opening.
Yeah, is that okay,
Frank?
Of course, go ahead.
There's nothing to play with. It's all flat and boring.
Shall we go outside? Come on, I'll show you the grounds.
Temperature rising. Carbonated water in need of replacement. Reorder carbonated water. Temperature rising. Closed door. Suggested delivery date Tuesday. Closed door. Closed door. Closed door.
Oh, so hot. I forgot how hot it can get in this country.
We're high up. The temperature can also drop like a stone. Turkmenistan in winter makes Scotland seem tropical.
So, what makes you think we're near?
I hear the crack.
A crack? What kind of... are you a geologist?
I don't hear cracks, Dad. It's a bit more scientific than that.
So why have we given up on 10 of our 15 sites?
Because, look, all I do is give you the reading, which tells you something's down there, but I don't know exactly how far down, do I?
An oil crack or a gas crack?
No idea. But they found oil in that field the other side of the mountain range.
Good. So come on, tell me what's happening.
Pad's happy. Everything's working.
Nothing happening.
How's the pressure?
pH is 6,847, treating pressure 5,352, and the CH is 79.
Can we increase the pressure?
No, we have a steady flow.
You don't think if we cheat the horse head by a couple of knots?
You cannot increase pressure now. You will maybe make the marbles explode a crack.
That is the intention.
He means explode sideways, Dad. There's a risk of methane leak.
Stick some liquid petroleum gas down there and we get to the pay zone in seconds.
Are you serious?
No. But I've done it before. Well,
yes, you've done it before, and there was an explosion, remember?
No one got hurt.
So, how far down actually are we, Jock?
I wish you would not call me Jock.
Everyone calls me Jock.
That is because you are Scottish.
Well, you see, I'm more than me, and you're the only one who'll have porridge with me. Would you rather I call you Goldilocks or what? Come on, stop changing the subject. How far down?
6,200 feet.
When did we give up on the last one?
2 years.
No, what depth?
6,800.
Number 10?
About the same.
This one's been slow, man.
If we increase the fluid ratio, we might speed things up.
No. I have a bad feeling.
Right, well, okay, that's sorted then. You can rely on feelings. No, feelings are good.
We have 11 empty wells already. It's the year of the sheep. Lazy, stupid sheep. Nothing ever happens in the year of the sheep. Sometimes I feel, you know?
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child a long way from home. Repeat after me. Sometimes I wish I could fly.
Sometimes I wish I could fly.
Fly! Everyone okay? You sealed the pool? Can you ask him, is the pool sealed?
And if only you understand how, Maya.
Get the boat, I think. Here.
Haya, bastard, Maya.
Tune ball?
Haya, Ama.
Bastard nodding donkey's going crazy. What have we got? What have we got? No, well, what does it look like?
Nothing.
So, gas then? What did she say?
No, just heat. Yeah, gas.
What?
What about oil?
No oil.
Just gas!
Shit. And shittish water.
Get the floor back, manifold, and make sure the pool's sealed. Jesus, hallelujah! We have gas! We have gas! See the rest of the year off, everyone!
I'm so excited, I want to go and sleep!
Yeah, post coital response. Personally, I'm more of a smoker afterwards. Every time I have a hit, I want a smoke. Go light!
He's only joking.
What was that you were saying about lazy, stupid sheep joke?
Where are you going, Dad?
Up the mountain.
Sorry, he was hoping for oil.
Dad!
He's not going to find any up there.
Dad! Dad! Dad!
Listen. Listen. Listen.
That call. Can you hear it? He's near.
Yeah, I can see him.
Where?
What, there. See?
I don't know. I can just hear. Oh, there. Oh,
God, isn't he?
Good. Look at that.
Magnificent.
So rare. Have you any idea how rare they are? So rare.
That's quite a high call for a magic bird.
He doesn't need to prove anything. He's a Saker falcon. Now tell me I was wrong to bring you up here.
Yeah, but that was rude, Dad. I just walking off like that.
They don't mind. It's a different culture.
Scottish?
Chinese.
You should be happy. I thought you'd be dancing on the table.
When did you ever see me dance on a table?
I saw you skip around the kitchen when you got your license to dig up the devil's punch bowl.
You were 5, 6. You can't possibly remember that. I must have told you.
Yeah, I saw you drunk the night your Aunt Kate died. Now, and I saw you cry the day a sparrowhawk flew into our extension and killed himself.
Right, so good. We've established that I have emotion.
Yeah, and you're weirdly not expressing it after 2.5 years of digging, and we hit gas.
What you don't seem to realise, Ralph, is that we're going to have to build a pipeline.
There's already a pipeline.
No, another pipeline. The network that already exists, that we are banking on, is for oil, not gas, oil. We will have to build another pipeline.
Right. Well, did we not factor that in?
When we had the money, yes. When oil was money. And we had lots of it. But now it's not, and we don't. It'll take another 2 years at least.
Right.
And we need permission from the Chinese to go through this bloody village. It's not straightforward. If it was oil...
If it was oil, we'd be in trouble.
It's up on last week.
Oh, no, stop it. It's up on last week, Dad. But last week was down on the week before that and the week before that.
If the price is going to fluctuate and OPEC isn't going to put a cap on...
OPEC doesn't exist anymore.
I know OPEC doesn't exist anymore. God, help me. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if oil's going to go up and down like a bloody yo-yo, then who knows, in 2 years' time, we'd be better off thinking short term.
No, but oil's not going up and down like a bloody yo-yo. It's flatlining like someone who died yesterday. But gas isn't indexed to oil anymore. It's steady.
We're negotiating with people who read the future from the shape of the cracks in the ground. They wanted me dead last year.
Well, that's a perfectly reasonable response.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, to have someone dig up your land and squat in it for 2 years without any apparent reward or outcome, I don't blame them. But now they'll be glad you're alive.
Oh, my God, there are two of them.
What, where?
There.
Ah. Oh, where's the other one? Oh, yes, yeah. Ah, I see him.
Oh, they're a pair. There are supposedly 3 pairs in these hills. Look!
We've seen one of them.
I can die happy.
I just want to know if you've seen anything, Jem.
I haven't seen nowt.
Because we're losing 15, sometimes 20 barrels a day, and the computer can't see any reason why that should be.
Computers can't see?
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
Why don't you come and see for yourself?
Well, Dad wants to come tomorrow.
Right. I'll bring me cape and pitchfork then, shall I?
No, he likes you. It's not that.
What is it then?
He's just old-fashioned. Is there something you're not telling me, Jem?
You think it's us?
No, I do not think it's you. What do you mean? I just know that you'd be the first to know if there was a leak or something, and as a friend and fellow demonstrator, you would be the first to tell me if there was a leak or something.
Ex-demonstrator?
Yeah, in my heart.
Talking of which, 2 more cases of esophageal cancer and 5 chronic headaches now.
Oh, come on, Gemma.
I'm just saying. I miss you.
Right, well, that's a funny way of saying it.
In the end, you're a pragmatist, right? What are you, Taurus? I can't remember.
All right, I'll come tomorrow. See for myself, day out by the sea, marvellous.
Don't bother with the sun cream.
Do I need me passport?
Get lost. You think we still want devolution now we're on our knees?
Drilling in the Arctic Ocean has now officially ceased, and the largest remaining oil major, Royal Exxon Phillips, announced its intention to cut spending by $15 billion over the next 5 years. In effect, the winding down of operations.
I think he's lying.
You think he's lying now?
I don't know whose side he's on. I mean, whose side is he on? What he said, certain words. I just have this feeling he's got another agenda.
Do you think he knows that you think this?
I don't know.
Well, I wonder. You are his father. He works for you.
With me.
With you, sorry. You will be aware, of course, of the Oedipal complex, the desire of the child to possess his mother and replace his father and so on. Now, Freud suggested that whilst the primal id wants to eliminate the father, the more mature ego knows that the father is stronger, so in order to resolve this conflict, the boy then identifies with the father and the superego is formed, an internalisation of moral authority. In other words, the father.
Right.
And it's considered a crucial stage in the child's development. And if you work together, then it would be understandable if the stage were intensified or prolonged. What you represent is bound to pose an additional challenge. Would you say he's like you as a character?
He's, no, not really. He's very idealistic. Hmm. Well, at least young. I'm more practical. On the one hand, he's more of a, what they call, early adopter. And that's good. Someone has to be. But on the other hand, he sometimes lacks a sense of consistency. History. Perspective. Loyalty.
But you support his innovation within your company.
Of course I support it. You have to diversify. Diversify or die.
Because there's not so much demand.
What?
For oil.
Oh, there's plenty of demand. No, there's plenty of demand in the developing countries, just not here.
But it must be hard, knowing that people don't necessarily want what you produce anymore, or as much as they did, that things have moved on, not to mention the regulations, not to mention the cap. It's almost a definition of frustration, isn't it?
You mean the pledge?
Well, obviously you can't argue with it. Nobody can argue with it, but how does it make you feel?
We're well short of a 2-degree rise. That isn't an issue.
Yes, but how does it make you feel?
How does it make me feel?
Yes. The pledge. Having to cap your flow, as it were.
Well, it's good for the planet, obviously. But it makes me feel like I've got a vasectomy and I'm wearing a condom. Which would also be good for the planet.
Yes. But now that sustainable energy is, well, more sustainable, you must be thinking like everyone else, do we really need it? I mean, what do we really use oil for anymore?
What do we really use oil for?
Yes.
You mean, apart from aeroplanes, trains, tractors, agriculture, heat, your pen, this sofa, your nail varnish, your tights, my deodorant, your curtains, floor wax, bicycle tyres, solvents, perfume, dishwashers, jumpers, shoe polish, antiseptics, footballs, soap, life jackets, skis, lipstick, that folding door, carpet, balloons, parachutes, artificial limbs, guitar strings, toilet seats, umbrellas, golf balls, mops, dice, fishing rods, ammonia, vitamins, chewing gum, bubble gum, cameras, bras, toothpaste, rubbish bags, paint, aspirin, insect repellent.
I really had no idea. The list is infinite.
Umbrellas, bandages, bottles.
Maybe not such a good use of our time, though.
Boats.
But boats, of course, can be made of wood.
Can be. Harder to build, harder to maintain.
But they were made of wood before they were made of oil.
That was when there were 1.6 billion people on the planet. Now there are 9.3.
Maybe easier to ask what isn't made of oil?
Wood.
You've lost even more weight. Look at you. Nothing but a yard and a half of pump water.
Which hat are you wearing today, Ralph? Ours or theirs? Because I've got a few complaints to make to that man from the effing Green Company.
All right, Ty. I do want to hear about that in a minute, if that's all right, but I've just come off site and I need to know. Now, we're losing between 10 and 25 barrels a day. Pressure's the same, input's the same. We've got another year before it should slow. Engineer doesn't understand it.
You think we care? Your oil runs out, you leave, our job's done. Morning, Mr. Green.
Morning.
Ty. Gemma.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh.
Morning.
No, because as you well know, Ty, someone else will just move in and they won't be as clean as us. And we just want to know if you've seen or heard anything.
What?
Well, the stars, eh?
Well, like something that shouldn't be happening.
Been here best part of a month, mate. We ain't seen nothing but your diggers. Ain't heard nothing but the sound of shattering eardrums all round the basin.
Well, shut up, Ty, not now.
So, anyone? Seen any sign of anything?
Be more specific?
All right, sabotage. Now, I can't find anything on-site, so I'm thinking you might have noticed something off-site.
When did you last go off-site, Ralph? Round here. Have you actually been to the woods?
Yeah.
You should go. It used to be nice. I had 200 acres on the east side, used to graze cows, grow stuff. It was beautiful.
Right.
Now, it's a desert, without the heat.
Ty.
No, look, if my cows have nothing to eat but poison grass, who's going to buy my milk?
Yeah, it's not a big market for radioactive milk, is there?
Well, look, it's not radioactive, Ol.
How do you know that? You don't know that.
Well, oh, God, please, look, because I know what's in the water. There is nothing radioactive in formaldehyde and acetic acids.
It's in the minerals, smart arse. It's in the natural minerals you're disturbing.
The natural radioactivity of the rock is harmless.
You don't know that.
And people think it is. And if people think it is, they don't want to hang about to find out, do they?
We're not responsible for what people think.
All right. Well, all right. Well, what are you responsible for?
We employ half the village.
What about the other half?
They're responsible for the new school.
It's a crap school.
And we're responsible for your local football team shirts.
There isn't one.
What?
Football team.
Well, what have we been paying for?
Don't know, mate. Hasn't been one here for 4 years. There is no football team because there is no one to play football. Or coach football. Or watch football because, haven't you noticed, there's no one here. Except those of us who were born and bred and can't afford to go anywhere else because no one wants to buy. No one wants to live in an area which is like living in an outdoor factory where the water's poisoned and the children and old people get ill, leave or die as soon as they can. And the rest of us are supposed to be palmed off with your effing T-shirts and bribes.
Come on.
He had to sell the last of his Frisians this week.
Come on.
I'm going to have a look around. It's this way, yes? The wood... I'm going for a walk.
Yeah, OK. But you want the Chinese here?
We don't want anyone here.
Because let me tell you something. They haven't signed an obligation to dispose of their wastewater. They won't disclose the chemical content of their fluids. They won't be putting money into the local infrastructure, never mind the woods. They will tear up the land right under your doorstep, put their pipelines through your front room if they have to, and they couldn't give a toss about your children or your sodding sheep.
Cows.
Cows.
The Chinese aren't coming here. The Chinese have applied for a licence up near Lytham St. Anne's.
Oh, Lytham St. Anne's? Yeah. Well, they won't get it. It's too near Blackpool. That's not secure.
But you are.
Yes, Ty, we are.
Ty, they are.
I wouldn't call a leaking pipe on a tank full of benzene and methanol secure.
Well, that's not what we use. What leaking pipe? What leaking pipe? Gemma?
A pipe's broken down by the woods, apparently.
Broken?
Cut.
Somebody's cut the pipe?
More like a few people, I'd say.
Oh, Christ. What, is it leaking?
It's not leaking, no.
What then?
I was going to show you.
It's been tapped.
What? What with?
Don't know, mate. You should go and have a look.
Why didn't you tell me?
I was going to show you.
They're bunkering the oil. What are they going to do with it?
Well, they're not making candles.
Selling it on, I imagine.
Who to? I mean, this is Lancashire, for God's sake. It's not the Niger Delta.
No idea, mate. I've not seen a penny, and we're the only ones left round here.
Right, so who's bunkering the oil?
No, Cheng. Compensation is when... Compensation is not... We are not compensating you for the use of your land. We are paying you for the use of your land. And yes, we will. Yeah, we are. We will, in return, we will provide... You cannot have gas for free. You didn't lend us your land for our gas. Your gas. Okay, your gas. We paid. We have paid. Yes, but you didn't... Develop the technology, did you? And you didn't employ an engineering team and 115 local people and... Yep, then we'd have to go round it. We'd have to go round the village. 2 years, max. Because it's a long way to the Bay of Bengal.
Bridge opening temperature 8.01. 2 bottles, Welsh. Remove bridge closing. Bridge closing.
How big is this village?
I don't know, 5,000, 10,000, whatever.
Oh, God.
I know. They want the gas, but they don't want to smell it.
Is that some kind of Confucian saying?
No. It's me saying they want the benefits, but not the drawbacks.
Well, what did they think was going to happen? Instant supply?
They know that sometimes the time between dig and flow can be 30 days.
If it was oil, maybe.
If it was oil, exactly. That's what I tried to explain to him. I told him this. I told him there were two scenarios. Now he seems to be having a memory lapse. We're going to have to go around the village.
No, we have to negotiate with the village, give them some control, employ another team to help us build the line, let them administer the output, consult, be there if they need a radio for help.
No, because you know what they'll do. What's going on?
Well, I said radio. Sorry, carry on.
You know what they'll do? We build the pipeline, they take control of the grid, set up their own meters, fiddle their own meters, get the gas for free.
Oh, Dad.
That's exactly what they did in Guangdong. The Chinese wouldn't admit to any reserves until 2014 when they were made to. Then they declared them to be 25,000 because they thought to own up to more would result in them paying higher prices. Come the peak in the 20s, reserves went up to nearly 1 million overnight. Now the bottom's dropped out of the market, they seem to have lost it all again.
You realise what you just said?
What?
The bottom's dropped out of the oil market.
You know what I meant.
Well, it's not going to go up again, Dad.
It always goes up again.
Not this time.
Look, I've seen this before. 2030. Everyone thought it was running out. There was a price spike. Actual reserves went down. Political reserves doubled. Then Russia dissolved. It went down again. Before that, 2015. It sank to an all-time low. Everyone said it would never recover. 2008, the prices went mad, then crashed. 74, the prices went mad, then crashed. 72, 51, 46...
Well, the price has been going down steadily since 1934.
It has... No, it has not.
Yes, if you adjust for inflation, the price has been declining steadily for 100 years. Ask any economist.
Economists know jack shit. You ever met a rich economist?
And that was before the pledge.
Oh, stuff the pledge.
Well, we signed the pledge.
Yes, we've signed the pledge. And we're well below the pledge. And Germany signed the pledge. And North America signed the pledge. And China signed the pledge. But who's monitoring the pledge in the fields of Nanjing or the valley of Shishuangbanna? We wouldn't be allowed there even if we were returning a lorry load of Ming vases. So I don't see the pledge police being invited there for donkey rides, do you?
They have their regulations. They have strict regulations, on pain of death regulations, which is why they want to dig here.
Here? They haven't been given the licence for Lytham St Anne.
Oh, God, not that.
No, listen.
No, no, Dad, look, I'm not. No, if anyone was going to get a licence for Lytham St Anne's, we would. And we won't. And I would personally demonstrate against us if we did.
Well, you think it's too dangerous?
No, we cannot start fracking any nearer Blackpool. We'd be literally under their houses. Now, I'm just saying.
Don't tell me the Chinese are bunkering our line.
What? No, nobody's bunkering the line. I mean, nobody. Why? I mean, did you see anything?
Anything?
Yeah, on your walk.
No. But when I was standing by the mud pump, this boy came up to me. Right onto the field. No one stopped him. Little waif, about 12. Asked me for money. Lives on the estate. Was trying to look after his mum, who was sick, he said. Poor little fella. Trolley, they called him. All I had was a tenner, so I offered him an apple. He turned it down and asked me for a fag instead. Are you joking? I said. He looked at me like he'd never laughed in his life. We're standing on 2 million barrels of explosives. You'd have the biggest firework display of your life. serious, stony, scarecrow face. Not a hint of a smile. So I gave him the tenner and told him to hit the road.
These are connected to your cloud, so that...
I said road, not radio. How do you turn this thing off?
Oh, God, sorry. No, the engineers in Shepford say there's a problem with the fluid. They're working from a new influx and the kick seems stronger, but... I think, Dad, I think we should stop production.
No.
Suspend it.
Are you mad? You know how much that would cost.
I think we should stop it and store it and
we
wait
until... We can't. No, we cannot. You know how expensive it is to stop pumping.
It's slowing anyway. She's old, Dad.
I'm slowing. I'm old. You want to finish me off before I've had time to join a choir and write my memoirs?
What?
You suspend the well now. You're never going to get it going again. We're not even a kilometre. There could be more further down. It would be a crime, I'm telling you, a crime to abandon her now.
It's costing us more to get it out of the ground than to keep it there. Now we're cash negative, we have been for 4 months, it's a slump.
It's not a slump.
It is the most monumental, crushingly irretrievable, bottomed-out slump of all time.
It's not a slump.
Yeah, what would you call it then?
Price adjustment.
Oh, God, please.
It's a price adjustment, that's all.
Our sources tell us break-even prices and fracking costs have long been breached, and it now seems we will keep going lower until the Major Four and the NOCs can no longer afford slip in prices. Our economics editor, Duncan Hurst, is in Texas.
After every $10 fall, experts have been calling the end of the slide but have seen it continue dropping like a stone. All that can be said with any certainty, as supply and demand bobs up and down in response to uncertainty, is that nothing is certain. There's still a lot of optimism in this industry, but you've got to get rid of optimism. Reduce expectations, then transactions can happen.
He was called Pepperoni. Terrible name. But I was only 8 when we got him, and I loved Pepperoni, and my parents let me name him. Dad trained him mostly, but he taught me how to, and he used to follow me home from school. He'd fly right over me and do loops and go on walks with me. He loved to play. People don't know this, but hawks love to play. And he used to watch telly with me. He'd watch telly and he'd stand there on the lampshade with his head to one side. He quite liked horror. I think it was the music. But he loved Coronation Street.
You think he could follow it? Or you think he just liked being near you?
I think he loved me.
I know the argument, Gemma. We're on the same side of... God, you take all the duvet.
I'm not.
I've demonstrated with you, remember? So, you know, don't come all greener than thou with me. I just happen to span both sides of the argument make a living from the compromise. I can't afford to sacrifice. I literally can't afford to sacrifice business on the altar of my principles.
What?
And you know, you've just got a thing against oil.
I haven't. I love oil. That's why I don't believe in burning it. Who burns what they love?
Dead relatives all the time.
Oil is too good to burn. Once you've burnt it, it's gone forever into the atmosphere, which it harms, possibly forever too. But use it and you can reuse it. In plastics now, up to 6 times it can be recycled. It's next to God in South America. Not because it makes money. Not because it makes a big flash and a bang, because it comes from the earth. Whole villages have threatened suicide over the right to keep it there. It's a gift. Burning oil for fuel is like burning Picassos for paint.
Yeah, and producing oil for plastic is like buying ice cream for the cone.
I don't like ice cream. Cones are the best bit.
All right, so how would you pay for this environmentally friendly plastic?
You wouldn't. Other people would. Once you've got it out of the ground, which you will do anyway, you get financial support, which, given that you're losing money hand over fist, is more than you're making or likely to make in the future. And plastics have doubled in value over the last 5 years. That's what we really need it for.
You don't need oil to make plastic.
Oh, OK. You can make it from other stuff. But 90% of cars and planes are made of carbon fibre, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Very few cars use petrol anymore, and the entire fleet of rubbish lorries is run on compressed gas. Haven't you noticed?
Nobody wants to burn oil anymore.
Yeah, India does, South America does, Africa does, China wants to burn everything it can get its hands on.
Including Lytham Tans.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. Well, the high street's pretty much Chinese already. Now there are rumours they've taken over the hotels. Business loves them. They don't even need to sweet-talk the residents because there aren't any. A whole team of them have taken over the Grand.
What, team? What for?
Well, I don't think they've come to play football.
The device was attached to a small sausage dog and detonated near the Iranian embassy in Amsterdam, killing 5 people. Saudi rebels are thought to be behind the attack, but no one has, so far, claimed responsibility. Deputy Prime Minister Hans Appelmann has appealed for calm and insisted there must be no return to the dark days of the late 20th and early 21st century.
China doesn't like the US.
The US doesn't like China.
But Iran likes the US,
because of the nuclear thing.
Yes, and the oil thing, but...
Because they both hate Saudi Arabia.
But Saudi Arabia is imploding, Ralph, and Saudi Arabia hates China.
But not as much as Iran.
China likes Iran.
Well, yeah, Iran needs China.
Russia needs China.
Russia needs India, Russia needs the US, Russia needs Saudi Arabia, Russia needs everyone.
But no one likes Russia.
Except Turkmenistan.
Russia couldn't care less about Turkmenistan.
No, but China could.
Who likes China?
Well, Venezuela loves China. China is their lifeline.
OK. France likes China because they agreed to stay away.
We don't mind China. No, we don't mind India. We don't mind the US.
But France hates us.
Because we dug up the Paris Basin.
Yeah, because they just do.
Ecuador loves us.
They have a village there called Shell. We love them.
India?
Thorium nuclear powerhouse. Doesn't count.
Right. So what about Australia?
What about Australia? Everyone loves Australia, but that's beside the point. Whole country sitting on an oil field, but they're not allowed to get it out, so...
So?
So?
Well, so my point is, if Saudi Arabia continues to collapse...
Then China will gain even more of the market share.
And the price of oil will fall even further through the gap between them and the States, and there'll be a drop in inflation, consumers will be ecstatic, and we'll be stuffed.
But it might work the other way. If inflation turns negative, that could be an augury of further economic collapse in the long run, out of which the phoenix can only rise.
No, because bad news for oil creates good news for consumers, which eventually leads to a downturn, which in turn creates good news for government lending, which in turn is bad for us.
Don't be naive.
Don't you be naive. We're in a bloody great hole, Dad, and when you're in a hole, you know...
Start digging.
No, stop digging. It's a stop digging.
It's not a hole, it's a wave, and we have to ride it.
Well, how about renewable plastics?
Renewable plastics?
We'd get a 15% government subsidy.
How is that ever going to equate with the cost of getting it out of the ground?
On top of the pledge package for keeping it in the ground.
Are you suggesting we cash our chips?
I'm suggesting we focus on what's working.
What is working?
We've got 3 interested in renting houses at Greenwood.
What, out of 37? That's pocket money, Ralph. It's not even going to buy you a Ferrari.
Well, I don't want a Ferrari, Dad. I've got a Folio 100.
What happened to the last ones? They dropped out. Why have they dropped out?
I don't know. But there's interest.
I tell you why they dropped out. Because maybe they don't want to be living in airless perfection.
Oh, come on.
With talking furniture and flashing lights and drinking their own urine and recycling their own shit. Yes, I know it's the right thing to do and it's good for you and we should all be pissing in the bath anyway. But it's not a living environment.
Well, you shouldn't piss in the bath, Dad. That would be disgusting.
Shower.
Look, you know what's putting them off? The name. Because every time they make the connection... They remember the earthquake and the 4 people who died. And they ask me if I have anything to do with that oil company.
And what do you say?
What?
When they ask you, what do you say?
Well, yes, of course. And then they lose interest.
You need to sell the whole estate.
I don't want to sell the whole estate.
What happened to that Iranian I sent you? He wanted to buy the whole estate.
He's coming again next week.
So sell it to him.
No.
Will you just listen to what I say for once?
But don't talk to me like a child. I'm not a child.
You are. You're my child.
I don't want to sell the estate. That wasn't the plan.
Jesus, sometimes I don't recognise this world. Oil magnet. Quite large gas company, plastic producer. What would you rather be?
Solvent.
Ralph, I have a question. Are you gay?
Get lost, Dad.
Or is it just that you hate me?
I don't hate you, I just disagree with you. God, how did we get here? It's not a competition.
Isn't it?
There are 5 egret chicks down by the reservoir.
5?
Starting to fly. One of them fell out of its nest, but miraculously it was okay. I put it back. Do you want to see them?
Well, yes, I would like to see that. Yes, I would.
Come on then.
In other news, a controversial license has been given to the Chinese oil company Cathay Technical to begin fracking near Lytham St. Anne's on the outskirts of Blackpool, 6 miles off the coast of Fylde and 2 miles away from the town itself. Meanwhile, tremors have been felt again in nearby Fleetwood.
I want you to go on a march.
Against you?
Against us. And against the Chinese. Against fracking.
Have you gone over the pledge?
No. We're well under that. It's not that.
Is it unsafe?
If we carry on losing money as we are, we won't be able to afford to seal the wells properly or dispose of the wastewater, and that will be unsafe. But Lytham St. Anne's is unsound.
You want us to double our demonstration numbers, go on a march, and, in effect, squat on your field?
Yes.
Why don't you just stop fracking?
Have you ever had an addict in your family?
My dad was an alcoholic.
Well, there you are, then.
And what's the catch?
No, there isn't a catch. We can't afford to carry on producing. If we stay in production, we lose our subsidy. If we stop, they pay us to store it.
And what's in it for us, Ralph?
Well, what's ever in it for you? Sense of purpose, justice, camaraderie, satisfaction inherent in the act of doing something for the greater good.
Financially.
Oh, financially.
Even principles have their price.
Right, well, let's say if you manage to close them down...
Mm-hmm.
How about we give you a 2% cut of what we sell?
And if we manage to close you down?
Well, then we won't have anything left to give you. Except your land. And the knowledge of my peace of mind and my dad's sanity.
I don't see how lying to your dad is going to help your peace of mind or his.
Well, I don't see how lying to me was supposed to help mine.
Do you want us to stop?
Just tell Trolley to stop smoking.
I know. He's only 12, and his dad died of cancer.
While he's tapping the line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
There was a huge, weird cracking sound. I thought, blimey. I thought it was Chinese New Year celebrations at first, but then I realised we'd just had them. I fell against the table. It was like when you stand up too early, you know, the blood rushes to your head, like. I thought it was me. Then the wind blew in and I looked out and I saw Morrison's disappear into the ground. It just like totally dissolved. The whole street, rubble and water, because of course it was already flooded. I don't know if I passed out or what, but it was only after I realised I was lying on the ground floor. You know what? I live on the fourth.
Just how many earthquakes can a city have in a day? The answer is 11. In the last 24 hours, the whole of Lancashire has been hit by earthquakes ranging from 3.6 to 8.7, with the last earthquake measuring 7.2 on the Richter scale, the highest in the UK in recorded history. Torrential rain had already turned the city into a virtual lake, but the earthquakes have turned it into a tragedy. The whole city has been razed to rubble, and still the tremors continue. Blackpool, it seems, has fallen into the sea.
And that's the problem.
So have we run out?
I thought we had another 5 minutes. I don't know, you're the boss.
Of oil?
We'll never run out of oil.
I thought we were going to run out by 2075.
Oh, that myth. It's repeated periodically to boast a demand, the price, production. The Stone Age didn't end because we ran out of stones, as someone once said. No, it ended because technology moved on. It ended because we found more efficient ways of doing things.
And killing each other?
And killing each other, yes.
Have you had any more dreams, Charlie?
What?
Do you still think Ralph wants to sabotage the oil business?
Yes.
And his own business?
Yes.
Because he hates you?
No, because it's not making money.
You don't think he hates you?
I don't know. Well, he sold Greenwood because we had to, and he's not pleased about it. But that's not the point.
How does he want to sabotage the business?
He organised a march against us and the Chinese.
Right. You think he organised a march against you and the Chinese?
That's what I just said.
In order to stop oil production?
Well, someone has, and it's not the Chinese.
Are you sure?
Why would the Chinese sabotage their own efforts?
Well, anyway, it's good that you're confronting it head on. And paranoia is a slippery thing. It's like a parasite. It lives off fear. And once it's absorbed as much as it can from one area, it simply moves on to another. But it's a secondary symptom. You have the illusion of control as long as you've eradicated it from one area. But you can't eliminate it properly unless you get to the root of it. And admitting you're powerless is the first step, so that's good. Only once a person has come to terms with that can they really address the root.
First step? Of what?
So, have you had any other dreams, Charlie?
No, I'm sorry. First step of what?
I came across the bodies this morning. In a circle they were almost, and the mother, look at her. It's agony to watch. She keeps trying to pick them up and take them behind the rocks.
She's not moving.
No, she doesn't move a muscle when you go near her. I think she's dying. I don't know how long she's been lying there.
Why has this happened?
Solar flux. They obviously thought the panels were water, so they were attracted to the field, thinking it was a lake.
They're only little. Do they know?
The temperature can get up to 800 if there's no wind. They must have got caught in the flux.
There must be something we can do.
We should bury them.
To stop it happening again.
Well, it happens wherever there are panels. It happens all the time in America. They call them streamers because there's this little puff when they get hit in midair and just drop to the ground, fried.
Fried?
No, sorry, I didn't mean... Sorry.
Can't you distract them? Divert their attention elsewhere?
Well, they're working on it. They are, but... Hey, Dad, look. Dad, don't...
What?
Statistically, you know, more birds are killed by cats than anything else.
We didn't invent cats.
Right. Dad, we're never going to get our money back in Turkmenistan.
No.
Are you agreeing? We could operate as consultants from now on. And if the Chinese want to buy it, well, that's a good time to sell, and they've already got a 30% holding, so...
I'm just going to stay here for a minute, if you don't mind.
Okay.
First time you left the nest.
Probably. Hang on. Look at him.
What?
He's moving.
He's alive. Quick! He'll need water. Something. What do we give him? It.
Icarus.
His mother. Give him his mother. Quick. Come on, Icarus. Give him to his mother. Where's she gone?
Behind the rock. She's in mourning.
Oh, there we are. There. This rock, Ralph. This rock. It's very...
I know what you're thinking.
Did you ever take a seismic measure of this place?
Yes.
And?
Oh, there's definitely something under here. I checked when we started building. The strongest signal came from over there.
There's definitely something under here. Why didn't you tell me? And you sold it. Are you crazy?
No, Dad. You are.
What do you think it means?
Well, if I had to venture a guess, I'd say that the birds represent hope. But they, in turn, are a displacement of your negative and positive feelings towards Ralph. Their dying could be a good or bad thing, depending on which. But something has finally given way. And then, of course, there was your imaginary friend, the hawk, another symbol of unfulfilled emotion. Now, you've finally been able to leave that behind. You are no longer in this intergenerational battle between tradition and progress, and this has implications for the other areas of your life over which you seem to have more control. You're able to sell part of your business, to rationalise. You're no longer the addict, the overthrown father, the redundant, dirty oil magnate.
What are you talking about?
The imagined oil beneath Greenwood is, of course, the bit you're not willing to let go of completely.
Hold on.
But the destruction of Blackpool is an external symbol of this. The world's judgment on that part of you which is hopeless and abused. But you are finally able to detach yourself from this part and so actively able to recover and heal.
It's not a dream. This happened.
What, birds being fried?
Yes, birds being fried.
Blackpool?
Don't you listen to the news.
Oh, come on, Charlie.
No, you come on. Blackpool has fallen into the sea. It's on the news. And he's just sold our estate for 12.5 million when what's underneath it is worth at least double.
Right.
Oh, God, that's why I'm here.
What?
He doesn't want to kill me. He's just young and ignorant and self-obsessed. It's me. It's me I'm afraid of.
Why?
I want to kill him.
So now you think you want to kill him?
No, I don't think I want to kill him. I know I do.
In Blood from Stone by Tamsin Oglesby, Charlie was played by Alan Armstrong and Ralph by Paul Ritter. The therapist was Jessica Turner, the buyers, Stephen Critchlow and Amelia Laudell, Claudia, Lucy Hutchinson, Gemma, Helen Longworth, Duncan, David Hounslow, Jock, David Say, and the engineers, Chan Guan Ting, Chin Hoi Tung, Wang Waiyan, and Oscar Guan. Blood from Stone was produced and directed by Jonkul Panting. The Price of Oil series was devised by Nicholas Kent with Jack Bradley and Jonathan Myerson.
And that was the last of our seven dramas this week, Reckoning the Price of Oil, all of which are available now on the BBC iPlayer. In a moment, Van the Man Morrison plays Radio 4 and Cypress Avenue. First, here's Jenny Murray.
On Weekend Woman's Hour today, why the environmental campaigner who took on the company that polluted the water in a small town in America and won, Erin Brockovich, is now fighting for women's rights.
There seems to be a suppression moving around where, again, we are feeling that our voices aren't being heard and they can't matter. And oftentimes when women get spoken up, as I did, you're labeled something. We don't want to be labeled the B word or the ball breaker or anything else.
Erin Brockovich on Weekend Woman's Hour today, just after 4.
That's in half an hour. Before that, the Northern Irish arts broadcaster Marie-Louise Muir tells the story from the comfort of her front doorstep. To mark his 70th birthday on August Bank Holiday Monday, Van Morrison announced he'd perform two special concerts on the East Belfast Street that lends its name to one of the songs from his classic album, Astral Weeks. This is Marie-Louise's account of when Van played Cypress Avenue.
We went to South Africa a few years ago, and we were driving along on a mountain road away, miles from anywhere, and we stopped for coffee in this little shack of a place. And here playing was Van Morrison.